A lot of millennials are overwhelmed when it comes to their finances, and the idea of achieving financial freedom can seem totally out of reach. Author and millennial Connor Richardson shares some strategies on how to turn your finances around in his new book, Millennial Money Makeover. He joins us now from Austin, Texas. Hello there.
Hello, great to be here.
You embarked on your own financial makeover after an epiphany in New York City. You were working there, really excited about your life, and you had this epiphany. What was it?
Right. So I call this epiphany my financial awakening. So as you alluded to, I had been working in New York for about 4 years for a really large accounting firm, and I was enjoying life. Things were going great. But then one day, about 4 years into this, I sat down to really get a handle on where my finances were and sat down to do my budget for really the first time and doing the budget of me. But I hated what I saw staring back. And so I had this moment of realization that things had to change and they needed to change quickly. And that's when my money makeover started.
What was staring back at you? Was it debt, or was it just the harsh realization that it was going to be very difficult for you to build wealth in that city?
It was a little bit of both. So some credit card debt sprinkled in there, along with the realization that I couldn't get where I wanted to go and where I'd always hoped to go based off the current path I was on. So I needed to reduce my fixed costs and really think about producing multiple income streams and things like that.
There is a lot of talk about this generational dynamic, and a lot of it comes from people who are not in the demographic. What would you say is accurate from your experience about how millennials think about and behave when it comes to money?
So I think one of the things that millennials get pegged with is that they're very poor with money, and that's not really particularly true. Millennials have a different outlook when it comes to money in general, so they value money in different areas than other generations. So, for example, over 60% of millennials will spend money happily on a $3 coffee. 70% want to dine out at the finest restaurants in town. So they really value these experiential purchases over the more traditional life stage purchases, like buying a home for the first time and things like that. So it's just a matter of how they're spending their money, not that they're bad managing it.
You have a whole list of what you call makeover principles of success. There are 10 of them. We can't go through all 10, but number 3 is cash is forever king. What do you mean by that?
I mean that a lot of people get sucked into the belief that using a credit card or using debt in life is somehow a good thing, that you sort of need to build up your credit. But the reality is, to build up a solid financial foundation, you need to go through a couple different steps. And the first step really is making sure you're debt-free. The second is starting that emergency fund and distancing yourself from the paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle, and then building up what I call a slush fund of 3 to 6 months of living expenses. And then once you do that, and you're debt-free, you want to stay what I call in the black from that point on. So cash speaks in large volumes. It's great for negotiating large transactions and getting great discounts, and it will serve you well.
Time is always on your side is one of your other principles of success. What do you mean? Because when I read that, I was like, wait a second. No, it's not. You have to get moving now, because otherwise you're going to miss the magic of compound interest.
Right. Well, the reality is that for millennials, so those are people in their 20s and 30s, we still have a long way to go. And your point is absolutely spot on. We want to take advantage of that compound interest for decades. But the fact of the matter is, if you're 30 or you're 35, you still have plenty of time to turn around your finances and lead what will eventually be the rich life for you. So it's the idea that there's no time like the present, and you can do this.
Learning from experience is too slow is one of your other principles. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite ones. So there's no need to go through the drudgery of self-experience. And what I've done in Millennial Money Makeover is I've looked at a lot of the latest in academic literature as well as industry data and boiled down into a six-step program that people can follow in sequential order exactly what they need to completely turn around their finances and put their collision with success in an expedited fashion. So just follow the sequence and the formula is proven.
One of your tactics is what you call passion budgeting. Is that analogous to joy-based budgeting or some of the other phrases that are in that milieu?
Yes. So it's the concept of aligning. So everybody has to spend money, and how you spend money matters a great deal. So it's aligning how you're spending money with what you're actually interested in. So if you are one who loves going to concerts or dining out, if you're a foodie, it's making sure that you add those funds into your budget while you're cutting other areas that you don't really care about, but you're spending money for some reason. So it's requiring the person to be intentional and purposeful with how they spend their money to get them through this turnaround process.
What of your steps do you think exposes you to the most criticism from those in your generation? And I ask because one of them is around big purchases. You are not a fan of buying a brand new car. And I think culturally, there are a lot of people who are like, hey, Connor. So which of your pieces of advice do you think expose you to the most criticism?
That's a great question. So I think the answer is my take on home buying. So for millennials, we change jobs every 3.7 years, and we value flexibility, and the white picket fence in suburbia is not the end-all be-all of the success sequence for us. And so I set up a list of a couple different criteria that I think that you should follow before buying a home. And one of them in particular is saving 1 to 2x your household income before you go into this transaction. And I really say that for two reasons. The first is that if you can accumulate this amount of investments or cash, then it's an excellent proxy of comparison into how long it's actually going to take you to pay off that mortgage,
wow,
which you should absolutely do. And then the second is that millennials aren't valuing, that typical home for 30 years, but instead they're shifting their priority to retiring early and trying to chase that financial independence. So it's reversing the order of making sure you have your financial face set first and then going into the transaction with eyes wide open.
Really interesting. Connor, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Connor Richardson is the author of the new book, Millennial Money Makeover. He was in Austin, Texas.